Jesus. You believe that too, don't you?
Amen.
2013, what do you need?
Jesus.
2013, what do you need?
Jesus.
That's right. We don't have a clue what the year is going to bring, what it's going to be about, do we, Miss Jewel? We don't have a clue, do we? But he was on the cross. I wasn't even alive. Wasn't even thought of it. Long time ago, and yet he died because he knew one day blood for blood would live and be the Savior. Wow. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Give the Lord one more hand. All right, as we continue our series on what exactly is going to happen in 2013, we don't know. But we know we want God's blessing. We've talked about that, and we appreciate how you have truly listened. About the tithes and the offerings, our tithes and offerings are up tremendously this year, and we are so thankful for that. And I know that God is going to bless you, going to bless me when we put Him first. It's a formula, it's a message. You're listening to it, you're responding to it, and I promise you, God is going to be there for you. Now, how in the world can I survive 2013? We do that by listening to God, opening up His Word, reading daily. I promise you, no matter what you're facing or what you're doing, there's something in God's Word there that will reach out and touch you and bless you and give you what you need for the hour for which you need. Do you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go to God's Word, Brother Larry. I'm ready whenever you are. Again, here we go. What are we supposed to do? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You bow your heads with me, please. So every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, bless these moments. Bless your word. May it go forth to touch the people who need to hear it. May it go forth to bless each one. Those in this congregation, as well as those who will watch by internet. Father, we pray that God's people will seek first, the very first, and that is Jesus in their lives. And whatever needs they may have, they'll be met. But we've got to seek you out. May we do that. May we walk daily with you. May we understand, Father, how you truly are with God's people every day. We're all walking miracles by the amazing grace of Jesus. Father, bless these words. We thank you. May they comfort us. May they give us joy. May they challenge us on every level. As we look to this year, what do God's people need to do to survive 2013. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
How do you seek? But seek ye first the kingdom of God. As I have said before, you do that one way. You've got to find it first. Before I can give you anything, I've got to own it. If I'm going to reach into my billfold and give my son you want $100 bill or $1 bill? But I've got to have it first before I can give it away. Does that make sense so far? Don't you ever ask for $100 bill. That's common sense, isn't it? How can I give something away that I don't have? So in order for me to want other people to seek first the kingdom of God, I've got to seek it first in my life. And I do that by accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Period. This is how I seek out God, because the word says, seek the kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. See, once you seek Him out, then you receive His righteousness, which is a fancy word of saying, now I know the right way to live. And why is that important? What do I need to know the right way to live is because what I'm supposed to do from the time I accept Jesus Christ until I take my last breath is to do what? Witness for Him.
Amen.
That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what my calling is. My calling is no different from your calling. Your calling is no different from mine. Everybody should see Jesus in me. How I walk, how I talk, where I go, what I do. Make sense? Say amen.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then here's the real neat part. And here's the promise. And all these things shall be added unto you. 1 + 1 = 2. Man, that went right over your head. See, it's multiplication. It's addition. But what you don't want is subtraction. It didn't say anything about it would be taken away from you, did it? That's not what it said, did it? What's it say? It's going to be added to you. Once I add Jesus into my life, here's the beginning. Listen to me closely. Once I add Jesus to my life, this is just the beginning of what's going to take place in my life. Salvation is the beginning, not the ending. Once I'm saved, once I know Jesus, once I have sought Him out and accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, then I begin this Christian walk. Now, this Christian walk's not going to be easy. Those of you that have been Christians for a while, you know that's not easy. Because there's somebody that don't want you to walk this walk. And he's called Satan. You'd be surprised when Satan will throw in your place, throw in your face, throw in your house, throw in your family, throw in everywhere to try to trip you up. Because if I'm trying to walk for the Lord, it's really hard for me to walk if I'm on my face. You ought to try it sometime. If you fall and hit your face, let me tell you something. Let me just give you some real quick insight. I'm going to throw this in for free. You're going to land on your face at some point in time in your life. I think that's what Jason Crabb just said, wasn't it? There's some times he's been on his face. Fail. Sin. Anybody here perfect? No, absolutely not. So there's going to come a time when I'm going to fall. But you know what the real test is? It's not falling. Is if you get back up.
Amen.
Because here's the testimony. The testimony is not that I've sinned and that I fell. The testimony is I got back up. And when I got back up, I give God the grace because He helped me get back up. And you know how He gets you back up? He forgives you. He tells you to get up. He tells you to get up. Get up! Get up! I'm not through with you yet. I know you made a mistake. I know you fell. I know you're hurting. I know you're crying. Okay, now let's get up. Let's move on forward. You're not going to lay down there. You're going to get up. And when you get up, that's when you're seeking God. And that's when all these things will be added to you. Let me tell you what it's added to you is when you get up. Because to get up takes faith. You understand that? You with me so far? To get up takes some faith. It don't take any faith to fall on your face. It takes faith to get up. You with me? It takes faith to get up. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, so Larry, here we go. Now, in 1 John chapter 5, John says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. Now, there's a real fancy way. Let's make this real simple. When you have a need in your life, everybody here got needs? Sure you do. You got needs, you got problems, you got things that's facing you. You got decisions that you need to make. As a child of God, who when we seek Him out, we seek Him out first. As we go through life and hard times come, tough times come, situations come, whether we fall on our face or not, when we get up, here's what we're saying. I've got confidence. Now, I don't have any confidence in me. I promise you that. I know. Like Jason said, I'm just flesh and bone. I have no confidence. Because if I have confidence in me, that means I'm dependent on me. If I depend on me, I'm going to fall today and the day follows, 4 days over. You understand that? I'm going to do that. Because I don't have that strength to fight Satan. I don't have any power over Satan. But the one that's inside me, the one who, when I seeked out the kingdom of God first, that's now living inside me because I'm saved, he's a lot more powerful than Satan. So my confidence, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Him is not you. Him is Jesus. This is what John is saying. My confidence is in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Anytime I pray, let me teach you here real quick. Anytime you pray, you ask for God's will. Because that's really what you want. Even if it means dying, you still want God's will. Okay? So, when I say, Lord, I'd like for you to heal someone. I'd like for you to be with someone. I'd like for you to change someone. I'd like for you to get them out of this way of life. Whatever the case may be, whatever I'm praying for. I've got confidence that Jesus is going to hear me. I got that confidence. Because I'm going to go in the name of Jesus, so he's going to hear me. God's going to hear that. Because I'm praying through the name of Jesus. But what I want you to see is that no matter what it is, I want his will in my life. Whatever that is. I don't want my will. I want his will. And the faster you learn that in life, I promise you, the better off you will be. Because you've heard people talk about quality of life. We all desire that, to have a quality of life. I don't care what you have, what you possess, or what you do. Unless it's in his will, I don't care how much money you own, how big a house you got, how fast a car you drive. If it's not in his will, he'll absolutely will do nothing for you when you take your last breath on this planet.
Amen.
I don't care if they bury you in your car, bury you in your house, bury you in your boat, or bury you with your money. It don't make a bit of difference if you're not in his will.
Amen.
Now, look. And if we know that he hears us, which means if we know, we believe he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Petition means, what am I asking for? I'm petitioning. I'm asking. Jesus, I need healing. I need this. I need that. But I want it according to your will. I need a job. I need money to pay my bills. I need my help. I need my children to act right. I need my wife to continue to love me. I wasn't born yesterday. Right? I need my finances touched. I don't care what it is. When I ask it, and I pray in the name of Jesus and ask it to be his will, then what I have to do at that point is take my faith and heal and sit back and see what happens. Now, what the promise is here, you see here the word desire? The Lord knows what's in my heart. And I promise you, if I ask it in his will, even if it don't go my way, the desire of my heart should be his will. Now, listen to me closely. Because not everything that you ask for, you're going to get. But I know this, that whenever I want his will in my life, even if somehow or another I don't understand it, if I live by faith, walk by faith, one of these days I'm going to die by faith. When that happens, one day I'm going to understand it. Until that day comes, I walk by faith.
Amen.
That's all we can do. Does that make sense? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, the next piece of scripture that I show you, I'm going to close with. And I believe this, there's not a day goes by that I don't look at this scripture. We put it up on the screen. I want you to memorize where it's at. I want you to understand this.
Every person within the sound of my voice, whether it's in this congregation or on the Senate, needs to understand that there's not no anywhere in the Bible, in my book, that will touch your heart when you truly believe this piece of scripture.
Let the Lord put aside.
Amen.
For with God.
See that?
No!
Tell me what.
Impossible.
Wow. You believe that?
Amen.
That's life changing. And I tell you when it's more life changing is when you put it to the death. I promise you, I don't care what you're going through, what you're dealing with, or what is going on in your life, there is nothing, nothing impossible that God can change. And even if he chooses not to change it, when you take your last breath, when you go to meet him face to face, what he has changed is waiting for you. This world needs to be changed. Fast. One day he's coming. One day he's going to make some changes.
Amen.
And those of us who go on before he comes again are going to come with him when he makes those changes. Nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible when it comes to God's grace. You agree with that, Julie?
Yes.
You're walking through the cloud.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. Father, in the most precious and holy name, Lord Jesus, your word has gone forth. Grace abounds. My prayer is God's people will step out in faith, be a people of faith, take God at his word, that nothing is impossible. Decision that you can make is to come to Jesus. Because I promise you, one day the trumpet's going to sound. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Do you know him? Have you accepted him? Is he first place in your life? Father, bless these moments. We thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Would you come in the name of Jesus?